Busy decision makers absolutely love to scroll through their emails. Now that sucks for those of us in sales because the recipient might just scroll right past our best value proposition, our best selling point, and the thing that might just make them grant us an appointment. In this week's episode of the Sales Playbook Podcast, we're going to cover three things. Number one, why busy decision makers scroll through emails. Number two, it's important that we know how they scroll. There's actually a pattern according to the latest iScan research. Finally, I'm going to show you how you can slow the scroll. My name is Paul Castain from Castain Training Systems, and I'm the author of the YourSalesPlaybook.com blog and your host for the Sales Playbook Podcast. I've personally trained over 70,000 sales reps, sales leaders, and business owners to sell more. So get your playbooks ready because school is now in session. This week's episode of the Sales Playbook Podcast is brought to you by our Ultimate Prospecting Course. I'm going to be talking all about it at the end of the podcast. If you'd like to check it out now, please visit yoursalesplaybook.com/prospecting. All right, let's get right down to business. We're going to be talking all about this business of scrolling through emails. And you know what? So that, you know, in case there's a decision maker listening to this, we're not picking on the decision makers. We scroll through our emails too. So what I want to do is take you first through a day in the life of a decision maker so we can sort of get in their head, right? It's always a good thing when we can see things from the other person's perspective. So a typical day in the life for an average decision maker, meaning that there are people busier and people less busy, but we're talking about average. The average, and this isn't even just decision makers, by the way, the average person consumes 100,000 words per day in content. Think about that. Let that one sink in. 100,000 words a day of content. The average person, let alone a busy decision maker, is interrupted anywhere from 3 to 5 plus times each and every hour. The reason why I'm giving you a range on that is because all the research I've done on this particular topic over the last, probably 17 years on this particular thing alone, it's varied. I remember reading something from Fast Company and they were saying it was like, no, actually it was Wendy Cole. It was Wendy Cole in an article in Time magazine and she had it like 7 times an hour. I've been reading other things that say 3, some of them say 3 to 5, some of them say 5. So what the fuck? I figured 3 to 5 times an hour. But let's continue on because I digress. The average person sends and receives 121 emails per day. The average person, and this is where we have to really emphasize average, spends 55 minutes per day texting. I say average because you have a lot of people who are in younger age groups texting a lot more than that. And it's not just an age thing. You know, I have people in my age group that tell me I spend a lot more than 55 minutes a day texting. The average decision maker is receiving dozens of calls and voicemails. So when you have that much going on in your world, and that's just really, if you think about it, I just gave you the broad strokes, right? There's a lot more going on between, you know, fires they have to put out. Some of these companies out there are downsizing and, you know, just fighting to survive another day. So there's a lot going on in their world. But here's the point, and it's going to cover really the first objective of today's podcast. When you receive all that, right, and you have all that going on, You get really good at hitting the fast forward button, right? To just kind of get to the point and save a few seconds here, a few seconds there, right? That's all you could really do, is just kind of win the day a couple of inches at a time. And really, when you think about email, the equivalent of a fast forward on an email is a scroll. So that's kind of why they do it. The other thing is how they scroll. Now, according to the latest iScan research, the average person reads an email. I want you to, in fact, if you're not driving the car and you're sitting down, it might be helpful not just to picture this, but to just kind of draw what I tell you to draw. And it's just, you know, write or draw, however you want to do it. The letter F, because it's an F formation. What we found, or what they have found, is that they will read the first line, provided it's relevant, right? I mean, that's always an important thing, in its entirety. And of course, it'll be, as far as if they scan it, it'll be a horizontal type of scan, right? But usually, if you pack that first and second line with things that are relevant, you can actually slow the scroll that way, by the way. We'll get into that in a little bit. But those first two lines, they tend to read in their entirety. And then things take a dramatic shit from there, because it's a nosedive. If you think of the letter F, now it's just kind of that vertical drop. So, you know, what can we do to slow the scroll? So first of all, I just want to get into the content of your email itself, because that's very, very important. And then the other things that I'm going to talk about are really cosmetic things that when the eye sees them, it's like, whoa, 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 slow down and let's see what this is all about, right? If your eyes could talk, that is. After a few bourbons, my eyes talk, by the way. But anyway, kind of fitting that this is St. Paddy's Day and I'm mentioning bourbon or Irish whiskey on today's agenda. But it's very important that you pack those first two lines with things that are relevant, things about them and their world, their challenges, trigger events. Very, very important. A lot of the emails that I get as a decision maker and a business owner really begins with something about them and their widget, which I don't care about, ready? Yet. I don't care about that yet. I very well could care about it, but I think it's always best to start with the recipient. I also think that a lot of people waste important space in the first sentence of an email, and they'll introduce themselves. My name is Paul Castain with Castain Training Systems. That is ridiculous to do. It is a tremendous waste of space for two reasons. Reason number one, and forgive me if I'm beating this joke to death, but there's this really freaking awesome thing in an email, and it's called the from line. The from line, wait till you see how fucking smart I am here. The from line tells you who it's from, right? Go figure. You got to love technology, right? Who would have thunk it? The from line, get this, tells you who it's fucking from. So why the fuck would I waste space in that first line, one of the lines that you're using to make a decision as to whether or not you're going to keep hearing me out? Also, I want to tell you something. That the first line, part of the first sentence anyway, usually up to, it depends on whatever email platform people are using. It's different for Outlook and Gmail and whatever. The first up to, I think, 120 characters or whatever it is, shows up in the preview text. So in the preview text, people usually are making a decision. The preview text is that little bit of teaser text that appears in the inbox right under the sender's name. So you don't even have to open it. You could look and make a decision. And a lot of emails take a shit right there. They don't even get opened because, number one, you know, the sender is telegraphing their punches. And when they introduce themselves like that, and then they immediately follow, and I'm with Castain Training Systems, you see the word training, and you're like, I don't need any fucking training, right? Or whatever the company name is, and automatically you know it's a sales pitch. And when you had all those things going on, like I mentioned, why would you waste additional time on something that is sales related? You simply don't have the time to, you know, just fill your plate with more shit like that. So it's a tremendous waste of space to do something like that, or, you know, lead off, you know, our, you know, ABC widget is, but, well, you just told me you're selling me something and I'm not interested in your ABC widget yet. So that first line, I think it would be best to lead with something about them. Now, we covered that last week, so I really don't want to get into a deep dive on that. And by the way, if you missed last week's episode, go to the episode before this. I think last week was episode 395, by the way. I could be wrong, but it's somewhere around there. And I think it's called, the episode you want to check out on that, believe it or not, is called The Subject Line Makeover. So you might want to check that out if you haven't checked it out already. But anyway, how the hell can we go now and slow this growth? So the first line of defense is packing it with things that are relevant. You know, kind of sometimes I'll use the phrase, I noticed that, and tell them something I noticed that, you know, I know is crucial to them. And, you know, it's a trigger event. It might be a product launch. It might be that they're hiring more sales reps. It could be that they have an event and I want to approach them possibly to be their keynote speaker, right? That they announced an event that's going to be coming up in the fall or whatever. So that's kind of the first line of defense. But now we have to get into the cosmetics. Now, the cosmetics are going to slow the scroll. So you want to make sure, obviously, that wherever you're slowing the scroll, there is an important point to be made. Otherwise, you're just getting them to slow down for the sake of slowing down. And there's no value in that. Almost like having a first line of an email that introduces yourself, right? And in case you haven't noticed, that's a major pet peeve of mine. So how do we get people to slow down and slow the scroll? Well, that's where you want to use my technique. It's a little something we like to call speed bumps. Speed bumps are designed to get you to slow down. So how do we get people to slow down in an email? You know, when they're scanning and they're moving and they're in that F formation, they're taking that whole vertical drop. Well, now you have to use cosmetics. Now you have to use things like bold, using headline text. You can also use a word or a sentence or a phrase, all caps, right? You can combine some of these things, all caps and, you know, bold, right? You can also italicize something. You can, again, combine one word in a sentence, italicized, a phrase, italicized. If you're going to hyperlink text, italicize. You could also use a highlighter tool. I use that a lot. That's like my favorite thing to use on, if you subscribe to my sales tips that I send out. And by the way, if you haven't done so already, you can by visiting yoursalesplaybook.com/subscribe. And what we do with, or what I do, is I'll throw highlighter text on things people need to know, you know, especially if it's something timely, like we have a webinar coming up, and say, you know, like last week when, you know, we had one on Thursday, and we had one on Friday, and on Thursday when I sent the email out, when, you know, I was saying when the webinar was going to be, I took the word tomorrow, I put it all caps, again, slow the scroll, put it in bold, italicized it, and for the bonus point, I hit it with that fucking highlighter text. So that's like something that you could do. But there's more. You can preface something to get someone's attention. Almost like, imagine if I was talking to you and I said, and you're not going to write this, by the way, but imagine if I said, you know, now I want you to really pay attention to this next part because it's so important. Or if I said to you, here's the part that so many people miss. I'm prefacing it. I'm setting it up so that you kind of lean in a little bit. So you could do something like the person's name. This next part is critical. This next part is so important. This next part separates us from all the other people out there. This next part, you could talk about something that this next part could absolutely help you with the top line growth. This next part could definitely offer bottom line savings. So you guys get the point, because I beat the shit out of that point just there. And if you don't, pat yourself on the head. So the other thing that is a big part of the slowing the scroll thing is a little something, something I like to call anomaly. Anomaly, something like, you know, it isn't supposed to be there. What the fuck is this? Right? Something out of the ordinary. I feel like there should be like Twilight Zone music playing or something. But you could take, let me give you an example of anomaly. Let's take the phrase click here. The way I use the anomaly tactic is I'll write the word click, then the word here, uppercase H, lowercase E, uppercase R, lowercase E. I feel like I'm like da-da-da-da, da-da-da-d. Like, it's like, I feel like we should all, like, I should get some hand clapping fucking going here, right? And this is me on just two cups of coffee, gang. So now that's anomaly. But there's other things that you could do that are really cool to slow the scroll. You can embed a video. You can embed graphics. And I think I'm going to do it in the next episode. I'm going to talk about something, a graphic that someone embedded into their cold email that I thought was absolutely brilliant. And I'm going to talk about that with you. All right. So before you go, let's just kind of summarize real quick. A quick recap. We talked about how people scan their emails. They follow an F formation, right? And then we said, okay, well, how do we get people to slow the scroll? Well, first of all, being mindful of those two horizontal, you know, readings in their entirety in the level, letter F, right? So kind of load that with some important, you know, content. Best if you do it about them and their world, and you don't waste that space with an introduction or by talking about yourself. You know, Castang Training Systems is a full service, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, congrats. That also shows up in the preview text. You telegraph your punches. They're not even going to fucking open that email. So next, other ways to slow the scroll: use bold headline text, italicize. You can combine different ideas that I'm sharing with you here. A highlighter tool. All caps for a word, a phrase, a sentence, or whatever. Also, the font sizes you can do. You could use that prefacing method where you use their name. Jane, this next part is so important, or whatever. Right? You could do something like that. You can do that whole anomaly tactic where we do something out of the ordinary, like click here, right? We said uppercase H, lowercase E, uppercase R, lowercase E. We can embed a video. We can embed a graphic. And that's what I have for you. Completely useless, gang. Everything I taught you just there is useless until you put your laboratory coat on, you get out there, and you toy around with this. Before you go, I just want to let you know, we actually take a much deeper dive into emails and just really the whole prospecting process, if you will. And it all takes place in our ultimate prospecting course. There are 8 sessions, 50 templates, and within those, well, I should say 50 templates and scripts, things like email, cold email templates. There are LinkedIn templates, cold call opener templates, objection buster templates. There are also, because I want you to join us in the 21st century, there's also a session on how to use ChatGPT for prospecting. And just for shits and giggles, I have 25 ChatGPT prospecting prompts designed for us sales folks. There's also two free bonus sessions. You can learn all about this by visiting yoursalesplaybook.com/prospecting. yoursalesplaybook.com/prospecting. With that, I am Paul Castain from yoursalesplaybook.com. I am wishing you an incredible week ahead. Go get them. The Sales Playbook Podcast is a Castain Training Systems production. Be sure to subscribe to our free sales tips by visiting yoursalesplaybook.com/subscribe.